requirement, sections 115.34, 115.184, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Dune Road at the corner of Coastal Highway. The 911 address is 39532 Dune Road, Unit 2, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 74, Unit 2. And specifically, this applicant requests a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for 20 feet of proposed fencing. There are two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And then the second case that will go alongside this is case number 12697. Ann Purcell seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirement, sections 115.34, 115.184, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Cove Road at the corner of Coastal Highway. The 911 address is 39535 Cove Road, Unit 1, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel number is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 75, Unit 1. Specifically, this applicant requests a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for 95 feet of proposed fencing. Specifically, there are two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, two mail returns, and I do believe Mr. Kirby is on the line tonight, so he's joining us electronically. Thank you.
Are the applicants present? If you would please come forward, Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
And just to be clear for the public, we are going to hear both of these cases together. To the extent there are comments specific to a specific property, we ask that you make it specific to that property, but I understand there's some commonalities between these two applications, which is why we're hearing them together. So if there are differences, we ask that those comments be, and this is for the benefit of the testimony here online, that you know, you'd be specific as to a specific property if that needs to be. So that said, if you could state your name and address for the record.
I'm Ann Purcell. My home address is 506 3rd Street, Annapolis, Maryland, 21403.
Barbara Goyette, 1559 Chapman Road, Crofton, Maryland, 21114.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Do.
And because we understand that Mr. Kirby may be on the line, I think it's proper that we see if he's available, because then we can have all the applicants sworn at the same time.
Operator, could we see if Mr. Kirby is on the line?
Yes, he is. Mr. Kirby, your line is open.
Mr. Kirby, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Okay. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, I'm Owen Kirby. My address is 5133 Fulton Road, Bethesda, Maryland, 20816.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And I don't know if you heard the statement that I made prior to you being sworn in, but we are combining your case with the case for Ann Purcell, who is, I understand, your neighbor. And there's, I understand, some commonality between the issues, so we're just consolidating it for that purpose. However, the board will be voting on those applications separately. And to the extent there is a distinguishing characteristic there specific to properties, we ask that when you speak to that, you make it clear which property you're speaking about.
Okay.
All right.
So I guess do both of them together. Owen, we own one house. He owns the house behind us, and we share a common area. I think you can see it on the back, a grassy area. We're both adjacent, very, very adjacent to Coastal Highway. So we're requesting a variance to have a fence placed along Coastal Highway. We will share the fencing in that common area, and then we are extending that fence along our driveway because we have a berm, I believe it's called, where the highway has extra asphalt or something where people pull over right adjacent to our driveway. So for safety, we're doing this for safety reasons, for, you know, to keep kids and dogs out of the highway. You pull into our driveway and there are areas where there's absolutely no foliage or any structure between us and the traffic. So placing the fence within the current provisions of the zoning ordinance will, I don't know if we need to go into that. And again, Owen's fence is only 20 feet of the common area. Our fence will extend, the same fence will extend along that common area and our driveway. So to me, it's very clear. To you, it's probably very murky. There's also, along that grassy area between the grass and the highway, there's a drainage ditch that fills with water, which is another reason why we would like to keep children and dogs from dashing into there.
But the berm that she's talking about, can you see what we're talking about right at the bottom left-hand corner? How it, that,
right,
it's almost a pull-off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, and that, we have other pictures that we've submitted. That is right up to our driveway, pretty much. There's, you know, some bushes there, but that's the side of the house. There's a side entrance there, and it, so the highway essentially kind of juts in a little bit closer than along any other area of Coastal Highway.
And I think, if I understand correctly, because we're a corner lot, our side area is our front yard. Is that sort of where the 3.5-foot fence comes in? And we're requesting a 6-foot fence there because our only access to our side door, our outdoor shower, and that back common area is a thin strip along our driveway, and people pull into that berm. Landscapers and bikers have pulled there. I've come out of the house and they're standing next to my shower. So if we could have some barrier between that highway berm and our house, that's what we're looking for.
So trees obviously wouldn't serve that purpose as well as a fence would.
Right. Well,
that would have been my first question.
Yeah, I mean, we have grandchildren, and they're actually better behaved than our dogs. I mean, we come in to the driveway and open the door and grab the dogs. You know, I mean, if anything were to happen, we're right at the highway. I'm just concerned that there's nothing keeping them from dashing into a bad predicament.
I'm familiar with that area. I know that's pretty scary.
And trees, too.
And
like,
fast.
You know, you got your trunk, but then there's not, you know.
There's some bushes at the front of the driveway,
yeah,
where the builder had already, there is an existing fence that's currently being held together with electrical tape at the front of the driveway where there's some foliage, but between that and the, where the berm is, there currently isn't any bushes or any kind of border at all. It's a fast highway. I think the speed limit's 55, but it's scary down there.
Definitely suggested, not followed. It's, there's some vehicles moving down that road.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any questions from the board?
This pull-off thing that you're calling a berm, is that paved or gravel or what
is
that?
It's paved. It's asphalt. It's like an extension of the road.
That's odd.
And there is a sign. I submitted this another picture, and there's a sign that says no parking, no standing. No, but seriously, I've come out, and landscapers have parked there to do, and they're underneath the house, God bless them, looking for shade, right? But I come out the side door. I mean, it's right there.
And then it goes right up to your property line?
I don't know if it's right up, but it's within a foot or two. I mean, I think.
Yeah, within a foot or two of your property line, okay. Is the new fence, is it gonna be on your property line and your neighbor's property line? Is that the idea?
That's the idea.
Okay.
There's currently a garden, I think they call it just a little garden rail, and we would take it along that. I think the property line is further towards the highway, but I'm not sure where. I guess it's on the property line.
Okay. So I see there's, looks like a bike lane and a walking lane there. Are there any concerns about this causing a visibility issue?
I think there's a rule, the fencing guy told me there's a rule with a certain amount from the corner inside, it can only be shorter fence, which we intend to keep. That's already there, and then the 6-foot fence would start further out.
It's not 6 foot to the corner.
No.
Yeah. Do you know how far it is from your, like, past the berm where it's the ditch, I guess,
yeah,
from your property line to the edge of the pavement or to the edge of that walking path?
You mean from the drainage ditch to the walking
path? Well,
from
your neighbor's property line and from your property line to that first walking lane of the highway? That is a walking lane, am I right?
It is a walking lane. There's but the drainage ditch, do you see where those bushes are at the end of the grassy area? The drainage ditch is between that and the walking lane.
Sure. Do you know what the distance, though, from the property line to that walking lane?
I don't. I would say, I don't know, about 4 feet, maybe?
I would say
I'm not even exactly sure where the property line is. I think you put it.
I mean, Owen submitted a map. Not a map, but a plot.
Right. I don't know. It's not far. I don't think we measured that.
I'm sure Bruce did. One of the pictures we submitted, like side of house, side door, and shower facing the highway, like we were trying to show kind of how close it is. And there's actually a car you can see, you know, how close the cars are. I know that's not to scale or anything, but, and that's on the other side of the bike lane. So that's further up.
That berm, it looks like it's big enough you could actually pull a car completely off road. Is that correct?
Somebody said it was a bus stop or something. I've never seen a bus there, but it's big enough to be a bus stop. It's a large part of
whatever
our driveway.
That is, that's the distance from your property line to that walking path.
You can definitely, they pull cars, trucks off, and they stop there and leave them running, and, you know.
Our property also towards Owen's house angles in, so his house is actually, I believe, further from the highway than ours is, just by the way of the angle of the neighborhood.
I see on one of the sketches it has the word box on the other side of the fence. Can you tell
me what
that is?
There's an electrical box there, or a cable box, or
some kind of utility.
Yeah.
That's on Owen's property, I believe, right?
Yeah.
If we grant this, do you think there would be interest from any of your other neighbors that they also would want a fence and a variance?
Well, it's we have one half of a duplex, and the other half of the duplex is the HOA. It's very strange. Each duplex is its own HOA. So we both got letters from our respective neighbor in the same, you know, saying, yes, we would please put a fence there, but I mean, we had to sign up for everybody else, I think, to join.
Yeah, I was just curious if, like, the next duplex is down the highway or whatever comes after, are other people also going to want fences now because you have them?
Oh, well, this is just between us and the highway. We're not boxing in our own area back there. You see what I mean?
I don't think you're quite understanding the question.
Okay. I understand. I think I get what you're saying. You mean along Coastal Highway, other...
Are we setting a precedent for other folks along Coastal Highway, then they're all going to come in and want their variance and their fence too?
Well, we ran this by the Tower Shores Board for approval, which we didn't. Apparently, they said you don't need our approval, it's your property line, but they did say they were going to put a fence along there, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, and it fell off the agenda and nothing ever happened. But I don't know that, you know, they said, well, if you put a fence there, will everyone else have to? And I said, I don't know if anybody else would want a fence. There is another, the first block of Tower Shores, there is a fence there, but it's a vacant lot. I think they put it up there to sell the lot.
I mean, there's definitely 6-foot fences along Coastal Highway, like different neighborhoods. It's not an anomaly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's gated communities. There's
right.
There's big berms with trees. Like people choose to do it different ways.
Yeah.
You may have already said it, but what type of fence are you proposing? Like a white vinyl or?
It's a vinyl, but it's not a
picket.
We have this in front of us, but just for the record, approved by the HOA, correct?
Well, the HOA is our individual units, but the Tower Shores Board also, we submitted their approval of it.
It says it's approved unanimously.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
And it's, I think it's a safe, it's a safety issue. I mean, it is, that's why we're doing it, not any other reason, really, just to keep people safe, our people.
Mm-hmm.
So the one sketch has, I think it says fence started in driveway at existing fence. So
yes.
So that existing fence, it only runs several feet down that line.
Yeah, there's a picture of that existing fence on the second. I submitted those photos later. It's on the second.
Oh, okay.
Do you
gotcha.
See it? It's yep. not long.
Okay.
And that area would stay that height.
Mm-hmm.
And then the higher fence would go back where the shower and the door is.
But we're obviously replacing that so it all matches and looks nice from the road.
Yep.
And also because it's held together by electrical tape.
But any kind of chance of any kind of visual impairment, it's going to be the same as what's there now, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it's not the six. Yeah.
Mr. Sharp, any further questions?
Yeah, just a couple. I just want to make sure I'm understanding exactly where it's starting and where it's ending. From what I gather, the fence will be one continuous fence from the Kirby property about 20 feet onto the Kirby property, and then running, it looks like 115 feet. So that would be approximately 85 feet onto your lands.
Correct.
And then there would be, it would drop down at that point to be a 3.5 foot fence from that point to Cove Road. So it's not as tall near that intersection. Is that
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. So based on that, Ms. Norwood, I think that would mean that it would be an 85 feet of fencing. I think you had said 90. So I want to make sure we had the numbers right. Or is it, I'm sorry, 95 feet because it's 115 foot of fence. I wanted to make sure we had the numbers right as far as the amount of fencing.
Yeah. Is it gonna stop in the same place or something? Yeah. So it doesn't even go all the way to Cove Road. So it stops, it doesn't go all the way to the corner there. It stops, I'd say, at least 6 feet, maybe more.
I don't know, it's
from the.
It's right. I mean, we have a photo. In the driveway.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Phillips is looking at that. While he's doing that, Mr. Kirby, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You've heard the statements made by Ms. Purcell and Ms. Goyette. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Do you find those to be true and correct?
I do. We're dog owners. We have two dogs. We have extended family member from the age of 1 year up, and that common area behind our property that we share with Ann is the only grass available to us for, you know, whether or not it's the children or the dogs. And this is a community that is very restrictive when it comes to pets. So it is a safety issue for us, whether it's a pet or young children, the drainage ditch and the proximity to Route 1.
Have you had similar issues with Route 1 as far as whether it be noise or, you know, trying to keep an animal or a child running into the road?
I mean, the noise is one thing, but yes. The risk for us that we're trying to mitigate is not only the traffic, but it is the drainage ditch. So the drainage ditch along our property runs the entire length from the back of our property line that we share with Ann all the way up to Green Road, front of our property. So
now you're only seeking this fence variance, it looks like, for the rear portion of your property along Coastal Highway. Is that right?
That's correct, because not only do we have plant growth and trees on our property along Route 1, but the community, which owns about, say, another half a dozen feet, has additional trees. So we have an extra barrier, and we also don't have that berm or whatever Andy described as against our property line on Route 1.
So you've got a little more of a buffer than your neighbors do, but that rear of the property you need for safety reasons. Is that right?
That's correct. We have more of a buffer between the side of our property and Route 1, but the drainage is more of a risk or a liability on our property. So that's in the back, of course, it's good again.
Okay, I don't have any further questions, but I don't know if any of the other board members do for you.
Any questions for Mr. Kirby? Any further questions from these ladies? For these ladies?
Mr. Phillips, did you get a chance to do your calculations?
I have 115 feet of fencing at 6 feet tall. So I'm still getting 95, because if 20 of that is on Mr. Kirby's property, it leaves 95 feet on for Purcell. So I guess my one question, if I could ask the applicant, is the fencing that will be by your house, that's 4 feet, what's the linear footage of that? Do we know?
I think that's...
Because that would still need be included in the variance, because it's
32,
over 3.5.
32 feet.
32 feet.
That still needs a variance, right?
Yeah, so. You said 32 feet, right?
Correct.
At that's 4 feet.
Yes.
And that's what I'm looking at as well, so.
Yeah.
So starting from the Purcell's home, the first 32 feet is 4 feet high. And then there is a continuous 115 feet of 6 foot fencing. And that comes to a total of 147 linear feet. That's what I'm getting.
So 32 feet of it needs a half a foot variance, and the rest needs two and a half.
Because it's 4 feet, which is over the 3.5, so it's.
That seems a little, I'm just a little off, and the reason I say that is looking at these surveys, the Purcell property appears to be 100 feet deep. So if we were using that, that's going to put the 4 foot tall fence 32 feet off of the front yard, which would be Cove Road, the linear side, and that would put it beyond where the house is, because the house is only 30 feet from the front yard. And then that would project 47 feet onto the Kirby property. I don't think that's what you had indicated previously.
I mean, did you have this?
I do, and that's what I was looking at. The math isn't adding up.
Yeah.
If it's 115 feet of fencing and you have 32 feet of it being 4 foot, that's 147 feet, as Mr. Phillips just indicated. So what that would mean is, from if you're running along the side of your property from Cove Road,
mm-hmm.
from Cove Road, that front intersection of your property line, you're going 32 feet back, it's 4 feet tall.
But it's not at the corner of Cove Road.
I understand, but it's where your front corner is.
Okay.
That's what your drawing has indicated.
Okay.
Is that it's 32 feet. So if you're going back there, when I look at your survey,
mm-hmm.
it shows your house is 30 feet. So mm-hmm. it would be 4 feet until you get beyond the house. And then it would increase to 6 feet. And it would run that distance 115 feet, which would be...
It goes beyond the house.
Would be 47 feet. I just want to make sure that's right, because it
beyond the front of the house, you mean, or the back?
If you want to come over here, it might be easier for me to show you.
Here, show them this too, because it does go beyond the front of the house. the existing.
And I'm not trying to overcomplicate, but I want to make sure we understand this, because we have to, if we were, the board were to approve it, we'll make sure it's correct. So what you've indicated, see, this says it's 100 feet deep. So you've said 32 feet, it's 4 feet tall. So from there, 32 feet, that's going to be up to about here.
Which is maybe.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that.
It's going to be kind of like almost little beyond the house.
Correct. Yeah.
And then it increases to 6 feet.
Correct.
So it'll be 6 feet here, and then it will go 47 feet onto Mr. Kirby's. Because this is only 100 feet deep, so if we're talking 100 and.
He says it's 115 total, including the 32 of 4 foot. No, I'm sorry. That's wrong.
So this would be 32 feet of 4 feet. And then it kicks up to 6.
Yeah, an additional.
And it's 6 feet all the way, and it goes 47 feet onto Mr. Kirby's at 6 feet tall.
Okay.
Based on the math that you've given us.
I mean, this is from the fencing guy, right? This is his plan. So 32 feet at 4 foot, which in.
Now see, looking.
See, he has it way in front of the house. Though.
Yeah, see, yeah. That's mm-hmm. not the one that we have here.
Oh.
And that is different, but see, that is much further. He may be measuring from the road bed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I don't know if there's a gap between your front property line and the edge of paving of Cove Road. It would appear that there might be, but I don't know that. But if that was, say, down here he was measuring from, then that's going to skew his numbers.
Not here. Okay. So, what are we doing now?
Well, I mean, that's.
So, I'm the one that put this here at 4 foot. I just because he put that. I mean, if this were, would that make more sense? If this were the 32 feet of the 4 foot and then the 6 foot all the way up to Mr.
If you were to go 32 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Your garden fence is going to be here.
Right.
But then once you get just past the house,
right.
It's going to go up.
That's correct.
Correct.
Okay. So yeah. If that's what you want, that's fine. We can do that.
Okay. That's.
But I just want to make sure we had that right. So
I
don't know if everybody heard what I was saying, but.
I think that's my key mistake.
Okay. Yeah. So if we're not using it to scale, sometimes those things get off. So. Okay. Mr. Kirby, I'm sure you're probably listening, but maybe wondering what we were saying. Basically, what has been indicated by Ms. Purcell and Ms. Goyette was that on their property from the corner of their front corner, as it appears from Cove Road, they will go back 32 feet with a fence that's 4 feet tall. After that, the fence will increase to 6 feet tall and will run 115 feet, and that will project onto your property based on my rudimentary math to be about 47 feet onto your lands. Does that sound about right to you?
Your math might be right. The idea doesn't sound so right, but I understand what you're saying here. So somewhere you're correct that the math is off.
Yeah. The garden fence that's along Route 1, you currently have one along your property, correct?
We do not have one along Route 1.
Okay. The fence, the 6 foot tall fence, will that be the only fence that we're putting on, that you were going to be putting on your property, or will you be putting after?
No.
Okay. So it's just that one?
That's it. Just a common area in the back of the property.
Okay. All right, very good. I think that clarifies some things, at least in my mind. I don't know if the board or the public have any questions, but thank you.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12696 for Mr. Kirby?
Can we raise our hands? Or is it the same case now?
You can. I mean, it's different cases, so.
All right, so we'll be in favor.
We'll be in favor of
Mr. Kirby. Yep.
Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12696 for Mr. Kirby? Operator.
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board,
Do you want to ask about the Purcell? That way we just get it all on the record.
Okay. At the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12697?
Yes, this is Owen Curry. I'm in favor.
Do we count that now? We have one in favor. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12697? Operator?
At this time, there is still no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing on case number 12696 and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12696 for Mr. Owen Kirby for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12696 has been approved. If there are no further questions on case number 12697 from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12697 for Ms. Ann Purcell for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The variance also will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12697 has been approved.
Thank you.
Have a good
Perfect.
Evening.